how is your morning this morning? This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing, here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. How is your morning this morning? Well, Rex is certainly off to a bounding good morning this morning. He wants to play with his toys. He brings them all out and he goes into the bedroom and gets a coverlet pillow and brings it out, and he says, I want to play with this. I would like to throw things around. I would like to have things to get you excited, to get you going. And so what do? We play with him. And when we play with him, we just have such a good time. And he can also, with his playful teeth, open up your skin, which he did for me. Yes, you did, Rex. And he didn't. He says, are you okay? Yeah, Martin, let's keep playing. Just because you got a bloody skin there doesn't mean we should stop playing. Well, we're all like this. We have all sorts of obstacles that get in our way and say, hey, we shouldn't do this, we shouldn't do that, we should do this and that and the other thing, and what is it that we should do? Well, what should we do? What should we do? What kind of a day are you having? What kind of a day are you looking forward to? Are you looking forward to a day that's filled with smiles and filled with happiness and filled with contentment? We had one of our friends writing in, and he wrote in about the movie Zorba the Greek. And he said, Zorba the Greek was such a fantastic movie. It was such a wonderful movie. And in the reference in the movie that he made, he said, Zorba went to this woman and said, now? And she said, not now. And he said, you should always say now. You should always do it now. You should always do whatever I want, whenever I want it, and do it with me now. And the fellow who sent it in, I don't know what he had in mind. He's a happily married fellow with a number of wonderful children who realizes that you don't come in and say, now. You don't come in and say, this is what I want. I want sex. I want my dinner. I want this. I want that. There's always preparation in preparation for the thing that you want to be prepared for. Now, what do you want to be prepared for? You want to be prepared for a nice meal? Well, if you want to be prepared for a nice meal, you come to the table with a nice smile on your face and say, good morning, everybody. I love you. And what do we have for breakfast? Well, it's the same thing we've had for the last 24 years. How wonderful that is. I can depend on it. I know what it is. And it's a wonderful thing to have a good breakfast for 24 years. And being that I'm only 25 years old, you've covered almost every year of my life. First year, I didn't have much choice. I was just on the bottle. that was a good choice, too. That was a good choice, too. So, what is it that we are wanting out of life? What do we want? Do we want to go around demanding that other people fulfill our needs and our desires and our wants and our joys? Or is it that we fulfill them ourselves, that we are content in ourselves, that we recognize that nobody can make us happy except ourselves? And nobody can make us sad except ourselves, and nobody can make us fulfilled except ourselves, and nobody can make us unfulfilled except ourselves. Because we look at everything with the eyes of being complete. So you look at the sunset, oh my God, what a beautiful sunset, wow. And, you know, what are you going to add to that? What are you going to add to that? You're going to say, well, I got a nice person standing next to me, or I want to share it with somebody. No, it's you. It's right in the depth of your own heart. You say, wow, what a sunset. And you don't need anybody else to complete it. You don't have to say, you have to give me something to make me happy. No. In our life, we're continually saying, you got to give me something to make me happy. You got to do this to make me happy. You got to be a nice person. If you're not a nice person, I'm not going to be a happy person. If you're not a nice person, I'm not going to be a happy person in this house, you know. And, well, hey, if that's the case, we look at lots of houses where there are unhappy circumstances, and there are a lot of nice people there. We look at a lot of houses where people have poverty, and there's a lot of happiness there. We look at a a lot of houses where there is sickness and perpetual sickness, where there's terminal illness and all these things, and there's a lot of happiness there. Dad, the doctor says you only got 3 days to live. Well, Dad, can I spend them with you? Can I be with you these last 3 days? Or do you have something else that you'd like to do? Well, what I'd really like to do is just to be by myself and just look at this world that I'm in right now and give thanks for it and just be by myself and just be alone. But Dad, you can't be alone. You gotta die with me. I want to be with you. Look, son, I'm the one who's dying. I'm the one who's leaving this place. And I'm choosing to go, and I want to go in a happy tone, a happy attitude. I want to go in a feeling that, hey, I'm at peace. You know how often people who are getting ready to die say, now let me alone. Let me be by myself. I want to give thanks for all that I've had and all that this world is to me, and I want to be ready to move on, you know. And no, you can't. Yeah, I want to be with you. Dad, did I ever tell you I loved you? Dad, did I ever tell you, hey, this is a fine time remembering all that stuff. You know? Well, why didn't you say that all these years of your life? You know, you act like a jerk all your life, and at the end of your life you say, Dad, I love you. And I say, my God, I certainly have misunderstood what love means. Maybe if you'd hate me, I'd be a little happier. It'd be a little nicer. But what sort of life are you living? Are you getting all that you can out of it? You know, this may be your last moment. You don't know. You may sit down in your chair and fall asleep and never wake up. You know? And so that's not bad or good, but every moment of our life should be a happy moment, a moment filled with joy that we have made, a joy that we have brought into the world, a joy that we have given power and emphasis to. I was thinking of birthdays today, and we have Giacomo's birthday, and we have John Daney's birthday, and we have Gertrude Suter's birthday. And I was thinking of Gertrude Suter, and I was thinking, Gertrude, of all the years that I've known you, every year you become a more wonderful and more beautiful person. I guess it's because I've become a more wonderful and beautiful person. Perhaps it's because I expect less and less from you. And I just shower you with more and more of who I am. I look at you with a smile on my face, not because you learned how to drive, not because you learned how to sing, not because you learned how to do all these things that I'm so proud of you about, but I'm so proud of you because I like me. And I'm just such a happy guy. I think of the word Gertrude and I say, wow, isn't that a wonderful day? Isn't that a wonderful person? I think of John. And then, John, oh, John Dainty, this is a wonderful guy who just does magic all the time. And then I think of Giacomo. And I think of, my goodness sakes, Giacomo. That's a Geremini name. That's a Giacomo Geremini. And he's, what is he, 16 or 17 now? And what a time of life to come to, my goodness sakes. And all the adventures that he's been through. And he's just starting. He's just starting on his journey through this magic of life. John Daney, he knows how to live. He gets out there and has a good time. He walks up and down the nation of New Zealand saying, hooray, hooray, what a wonderful day. And Gertrude, she loves to sing, and I have a picture of her singing in front of the La Scala. And I said, Gertrude, you're singing at the La Scala. And she says, yes, I am, with a big smile on her face and a happy voice throating out from her throat, singing melodies that are just beautiful and lovely. Well, those are some of the birthday children today, and I'm sure there's many, many more. But think of it. Think of how wonderful your day is today. What have you got to be thankful for today? And I'm not saying that you're, oh God, thank you. No, it's just, boy, I'm sure enjoying living. I'm enjoying being alive. I'm enjoying the sun shining through the window here. I'm enjoying Rex just getting so enthused and so happy about life all the time. He comes in the house and he bounces up and down. You'd think, my goodness sakes. And he's a heavy boy, but he's a great boy. And little Love, he wants to get in his nest over there, and he's putting the cover on top of him, and he throws it under it, and he gets his nose under there, and then after he gets under there, then he comes out. It's something he really had to do. He just had to do. And he knows we're talking about him as he's wiggling his tail. You see, this is what life's all about. Life is all about a circus. And love puts on a circus for us, and Rex puts on a circus, and each of you put on a circus for life. Because life is such a joyous, fantastic, wonderful thing. Well, happy birthday, my loves. And to all those who have birthdays today that I don't even know about, happy birthday to you. But the best, blessed happy birthday I give to myself today. Because today I'm born new. Today I'm born into a new attitude, a new life, a new way. And I am so happy. I'm so happy. I'm not going to wait until I die and say, hey, let me alone for a little while. I'm getting ready to take off my next dimension. And I want to make sure all my luggage is in place and all my thoughts are in order. Let's not wait till that's... Let's take this moment right now and say, this is the first moment of the rest of my life, and I am happy in it, and I'm living it with joy in my heart, and I am just the happiest person alive. Isn't that wonderful? Yes. Oh, my goodness, my goodness, my goodness. And all you got to do is look at Rex, and you really know how wonderful it is. Mm. Well, have a good day, and know that I love you. I love you. I love you.
I love you.
I love you.
And little girl got under his cover, didn't he? Yeah.